Welcome to the bad boy pod, talking bad boy bards, make a good girl nuts with the bad boy swag. Having conversations that a bad boy mad, sit down, relax, kick back, have a blast, enjoy the bad boy pod, brought to you by Lady Pods.
Yeah, worst week ever. Threw up on Wednesday.
Ugh, hate to start the morning with that. Not me.
Not you? Well, lucky ducky.
I'll throw up in a sec. But honestly, the last time I throw up, I will like put it on the calendar and remember it for months.
Oh, that's beautiful. When's your anniversary?
I mean, I don't really remember. It's just that like, that's just so how seldom I puke. This isn't a brag about how little I puke though.
It sounds like a brag. You go to the beach every year on that day and vomit on the beach.
Yeah, I dig a hole and puke in it.
that's just how you celebrate. I think it's beautiful.
Why was your week so fucking bad? I mean, I kind of know.
Don't you want to tell everybody else? I mean, I don't think I want to tell everybody else, to be frank. So I guess you're just going to have to fucking guess. But
is there a looming sad boy blitz?
Let's just say there's a looming sad boy blitz. Okay. I mean, that's not a pet.
That's a hint to Rosie Goosey.
Send your guesses to Diane@badboypod.com. Who's about to die? Please don't. Although honestly, I had a thought this week, and I think this is maybe the first time ever since Rudy Giuliani where our bad boy could die in between the time of recording and the time it comes out.
That's a honestly solid point. Thank God.
Boom, boom, boom. Now let me say he'll die. Just a little toony-poony.
Like, toony-poony for sure, but this is like the COVID version of Wicked Drop, I think.
Oh, Wicked Drop. We're
a boom, boom, boom in our life.
Yeah, it was time for a boom, boom, boom. I feel like we all needed it this week more than any other week. Also, when I threw up on Wednesday, it was just that classic, like, I drank red wine. I mean, this was a low-key bad boy. I drank red wine. I never drink red wine. And Jerry made Beyond Chili.
And
it was just such a combo to vomit. You really felt it in the nose. So send your Beyond Meat vomit stories to Diane@badboypod.com.
Sounds like it would be pretty red, but like
it was extremely red.
Anytime I've ever barfed red wine, which is probably every time I drink it, because like I don't like it.
No. It's a barfy marfy.
It's a barfy marfy, and it's a headache.
Oh, it's definitely a heady Betty for sure. Like, no matter what, the next day is a Betty and a half.
Email Diane because, you know, she's looking for a cure. That's her cause.
Cure for red wine headaches.
Yeah. What a white woman cure.
Oh, God. Yeah. Please, everyone, find one. They're going to be like ginseng. I don't know. It's probably ginseng. It's probably hydrate yourself. I've been watching, early TV talk, but I've been watching Down to Earth with Zac Efron. It's like Zac Efron's travel show, you know.
Okay, interesting. That's such a weird combo.
He's an environmentalist, so watch your mouth. Yeah, no,
so is what's his face from Entourage, but you know, he's one of those turtle straw people.
I thought you were talking about Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, same vibe.
Same vibe. So let's do a quick Johnny. Oh, wait. First of all,
Johnny Talk.
Johnny Talk. I'm Julia Davidovich, and red wine headache. No, I don't got anything this week. Sorry.
Nice. That was so clarined. I'm depressed.
But donk donk donk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Give another Jerry Finger to the one drop we lost this week?
Oh yeah, let's give a Jerry Finger to the drop we lost this week. It's defecated in their shared bed as a prank. That was okay.
As a prank.
I practiced right before we recorded.
I would keep the as a prank part, I think. As a prank.
We would just use as a prank.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Email Diane.
I mean, the next time we do a musician bad boy, like these drops are going to get all swirled up. And next week is the last week of the Johnny Depp trial also, so.
We'll bring back trial talk.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, I'm going to do a quick trial talk, though.
Okay.
Okay, so this week, in the last week, Amber Heard got on the witness stand and gave her testimony. There was not really any real big realizations or anything from her time on the stand. Obviously, the only things that really came out this week were that there was some video of her sister talking about how Amber like totally beat her up, like Amber beat her sister up.
That's very random. Like,
what? Yeah, that's somehow like the Johnny Depp's defense got like the day before the trial, and
oh wow,
it turns out that like it had absolutely nothing to do with. It was like just a sister fight, but it didn't get physical. It was just like sisters fighting about bullshit. It was just a verbal altercation that Johnny Depp's legal defense team tried to use to be like, look, she's violent.
Just want to know why he's trying to die on this hill of just trying to prove that she's mutually abusive when he's just trying to clear his own name. Whatever. I mean, just keep paying your lawyers to dig up weird shit.
Yeah, like I guess if anyway. You have to. She also alleges that Johnny Depp threatened multiple times to kill her. And in one of her witness statements, this is my fave, Heard says Depp accused her of having an affair with Leonardo DiCaprio, who she says Depp nicknamed Pumpkinhead. I mean, not a great nicknamer, gotta be honest.
To say, who did he call Potato Head or something?
I don't remember. I was like trying to find that article, but it's too far back in our text. Like that was like 3 days ago.
I know. It like not creative, I will say. Just
no.
If you're gonna just keep saying vegetables and heads.
I know. I mean, come on. Broaden your nickname vocab. What?
I saw a movie with both of them.
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the one where they met.
I think it was. Who else was in that movie? I forget. It was very, I mean, I didn't put it on.
No, I mean, I will never watch a movie that I put on in my fucking life unless it's like a Netflix rom-com with two high schoolers in it. Not in a pervy way, just like.
My name is Zoe Clark and I love high schoolers.
I just think they make great entertainment. Whatever, guys.
You do love High School Musical.
I mean, I already Zac Efron dropped this freaking app. This Efron.
Why don't we have a Zac? I should get you a Zac Efron drop for next week to cheer you up.
Yeah, I'm gonna need it. Also, that he like I guess tried to control her roles, the role she picked in her movies, which I feel like we already knew.
Yeah, she said something like her income was like steadily decreasing because of all the fights he would put up about literally any role she wanted to take.
Oh yeah, because he was like. Wouldn't let her do one that had like a lot of sex scenes in it. Would you ever do if you were an actress, would you do a sex scene?
I mean, yeah, baby.
Tits out, baby.
If I was an actress, I'd have a lot of money.
Would you rather tits out from the front or booty out from the back in your HBO show?
My HBO show? I wish it was called
Booty out from the back.
Booty out from the back. Oh yeah. I'm gonna say boom boom boom. That means butt. Boom boom boom. Now let me say well. You don't deserve my nipples.
I look way better from the back, I think. I think like lose the face altogether. Golden.
Yeah, I say, yeah, just put a mask over my face. I love those people that are just like ugly people love wearing masks. I'm like, I do.
It's one of my favorite. No one can see the chip in my tooth that I've gotten so insecure about because Jerry told me that it was like going to rot and I got really insecure about it. But you know what? Who's laughing now? It's not rotting, baby. Just slightly discolored.
I'm laughing at the people letting people put their hands in people's mouths during this pandemic.
The dentists.
I mean, dentists, why even? I don't know. I think emergencies only at this point.
I agree. Like, sorry, you can't go 8 weeks without shoving your hands in someone's mouth. It sounds like you have the problem.
Sounds like you can't get enough of molars, pinky.
I think dentists made up plaques so that they could put their hands in more people's mouths. You're going to have a hard time proving me wrong.
You're right. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
For reference, please go to the Stoffel episode. That's the dentist episode where we both go off on dental shit.
Oh yeah, the infamous dentist episode, Stoffel the Honey Badger. We should probably, I've been pushing for Tillicum as a bad boy since D1, baby.
Except here's the thing. He's just not a bad boy. He was what?
Oh, you think he was abused?
Yes, you bitch.
Okay, name one serial killer who wasn't abused.
But he's an animal.
Okay, whatever.
He's not a serial killer. He's a killer whale. Hashtag follow Julia Davidovich for more wildlife news.
But, well, I say hashtag cancel Tillicum party, so whatever.
I will never forget seeing his weird tentacle dick.
Oh, yeah. Never forget Blackfish. His tentacle dick. Who remembers his Blackfish dick? I mean, we must have mentioned that on the pod at least a handful of times. And I mean a large handful.
Probably. Carlos definitely tried to put it on like a month ago, just out of nowhere. And I was like, do you know how sad this documentary is?
It is really fucking sad.
I mean, I guess, I'd watch it again. I don't want to, but I would for Tilly.
Okay.
I'm Julia Davidovich,
and I don't care that Tilly killed multiple people. I want to watch that documentary again. Okay. Right. No, but it is really sad. And of course, SeaWorld's canceled.
It's like the hugest bummer ever. You want to hear what the Canadian version of SeaWorld is?
Yeah.
At least the Ontario one. Marine Land.
No.
The little frowny face. You're always so disappointed. Bad.
It's bad, I mean,
but I'm sure they're
I was like Bayland. I don't know. I was trying to think of something like what's like slightly less than a sea.
Well, world.
World. I would love to go on a shopping spree at Well World. They just sell wells.
Well World sounds great. I'm at Well World. I will put the jingle for Marine Land in the Slimerama this week because it
how does
catchy.
It go?
There's a place I know in Ontario where the sea lions. I don't remember how it goes now.
Damn.
Swim, that was... so the story goes. Ah! Okay, I'll put the rest in the slider.
Okay. Do you have a bad boy this week?
Let's see. Yes, I do. Laundry Man is back. Laundry Nemesis is back.
Laundry Nemesis is back in the building.
Oh, you're right. Leah Wicked for that bitch.
Leah always leaves wet clothes in the washing machine. Email Diane if that's true.
I don't think she's ever done a full load in her life.
No. Jerry does this thing where he'll do laundry but then not fold it. I didn't even finish what I was saying.
Here's
and you
the
went,
thing.
Ugh,
that's
a, what?
Because that's all men. Hashtag is all men.
Hashtag all men don't fold. Just fucking fold. True. No one likes folding.
Just pull out of a bucket. They'd be happy living out of a bucket.
Oh.
Their clothing in there. And I don't know. What else do men like? Pogs?
Definitely pogs. Like men cannot live without their pogs. That's
it's
so 90s, baby.
And their slammers.
And their slammers. Question. Pop quiz.
Yes.
Least favorite item of clothing to fold, and do you fold your underwear?
I do not fold my underwear.
Me neither. I toss those puppies right in the drawer.
Just like a big pile.
Who am I trying to impress?
Literally no one.
Yeah.
But like it's a surprise every time. You're like, I mean, I guess you don't wear thongs.
No.
You hate thongs, famously.
I truly don't own a thong right now. And if I do, it's like in the back and it's like everything except it's like the lace slightly disintegrated. And so it's just like sticking together. And it's just like, it's like truly like dental floss going up your multiple strings. Anyway, it's unpleasant.
It's true. And like, I do believe that like,
are you wearing thongs
mental,
during Q?
It's a mental illness. Yes. Still. Like sometimes.
What the fuck?
I mean, I'm wearing one right now, but I don't
really want
to put one on. Free yourself. But I usually just wear a classic undie to bed. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, if you wore a thong to bed, you'd be deranged.
No, that is horrible.
That
it's just
sounds
like a lot of.
Well, honestly, the thought of wearing a thong not even to bed makes me red wine beyond meat vomit all over the fucking place. I hate the idea of that. Also, we got to do a badonkadonkaroo to, well, we have a couple. Badonkadonk to Regis, but a respectful badonkadonk to Regis. Did you watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No, I don't have a passion for that program.
I'm not like a quiz show beau, really.
Not a quiz show beau.
Do you like Jeopardy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I do too. That's an excusable one. I just remember on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when someone had to ask the audience, the question was like, what two primary colors make green? And someone had to ask the audience. That's the only thing I remember about it. But anyway, rest in peace, I guess. And then also badonkadonk to Chris D'Elia's prank show, which was going to be on Netflix.
Oh my God.
I mean, loser. Can't think of one prank that guy should do, honestly.
I mean, his own death.
Yeah, yes. That'd be hilarious, badonkadonk to him. Absolutely. Okay, so those are all my BBs and BB updates. Elon Musk thinks pronouns suck. Who would have guessed it? He's really blabbing off.
Do you have a BB?
I said red wine. Does that count?
Yeah. Did I say my BB?
No. Wait, you said laundry guy's back and then we got sidetracked. What happened?
Okay, yeah. I'll stick him. Oh no, he's just back, baby.
What is he doing? Same all, same all?
Yes, I think it's the same person. But like, just that classic leaving your shit. Oh yeah, we did get totally sidetracked. We talked about Lea Michele.
We talked about Lea Michele. We talked whatever about that thongs. Like, stuff has really... Ugh.
Yeah, anyway, I just, it's just the principle. Like, set a fucking alarm. How is it so hard? How is your life so hard that you can't set a little alarm? Are you constantly falling asleep while you do laundry?
That must be it. You
know Diane. She was also in our court.
When you go to the laundry room, do you wear a mask?
No.
Yeah, I figured.
I forget to. I should. Yeah, I mean, just me.
Sorry, not to judge. I'm judging everybody.
You know what? I'll wear a fucking mask.
You don't have to. So I guess we should move on to our bad boy of the week. That felt like a quick-a-roo, but it's fine.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting that you vomited. Well, that's literally your bad boy. But I guess red wine counts.
Red wine counts. And obviously, I did the thing where I peed a little bit. I mean, a lot when I vomited. You know, I can't fucking help it.
I think about that.
Daily?
Yeah, constantly.
It sucks. This time I put down a towel, though, like I was a dog about to give birth, and it really helped.
Have you ever researched it, like, why that happens?
No.
You're like ground zero. Someone should study you.
Yeah, seriously, study me for all of, if you are a scientist who specializes in the mechanism by which you vomit and pee at the same time, I am an amazing research choice.
I mean, you heard it here first. Compensate her with money.
And this is why I'm an organ donor.
That's true.
Are you an organ donor?
Donate that bladder, baby. Yeah, baby. What am I going to do with this shit? I don't think anyone wants what's in here, but if you can find something...
I heard that sometimes the bodies you donate to if you donate your body to medical school, sometimes it'll go to the plastic surgery division and maybe you could get a postmortem rhinoplasty.
Honestly, dream. Not really.
Honestly, me too. Hashtag me too. Please plastic surgery my corpse.
Seems like a good idea, but like, what if it's a bad rhinoplasty?
Like, then fucking burn me up like you were going to do anyway.
With a bad nose. I mean, my nose already sucks.
I mean, it can't get worse. Or like, let's pump these titties up a little bit, you know? By the time I die in 2024, plastic surgery is going to be so good that like you can just pump these titties up post-mortem and it'll look fly and completely natural.
Yeah, I think you should just give me even more tits. Just like a fourth, a third. Oh,
yeah. Definitely multiple tits. That's where science is going, God willing. There's an entire episode on the Zac Efron show about that, actually.
Extra tits? Yep. He would love tits on himself. Oh,
he would look great with tits.
If you can Photoshop tits on Zac Efron, I know Zoe can, but like if you want to do it.
I mean, I will Photoshop tits on Zac Efron and we will put it in Wilmer Sliderama. And there's nothing you can do to stop us. No. People are going to be very confused by that before they watch the episode or listen to the episode. Let's
censor out the nipples.
Yeah, censor out the nipples. We could put little dersh faces on the nips. Okay, so let's move on to our bad boy of the week. I feel like we said Mr. Defend Your Girl for Michael Avenatti.
Yes, he's the new king, defend your girl.
Yeah, he's taking the reins. He's now officially Mr. Defend Your Girl.
So where is Michael Avenatti anyway? Where is he?
He's like with Shelley Miscavige lawyer. Now.
Oh, you're right. He's like scumbag lawyer light compared to this fucking douche.
I know. He really is scumbag lawyer light and like far more attractive than the Dersh, in my opinion. Yeah, not that I it's about that. That.
It's never about that, but it is also about
it's
that.
Always about that. That's really what this pod's about. So
who has
guess
the hottest lawyer?
Hottest lawyer, Michael Cohen, no questions asked.
Donkey.
No, I don't know. They're all pretty ugly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just running through people's lawyers right now. I'm just like, I have zero respect.
Elle Woods, like, I don't know.
Oh yeah, hottest lawyer.
Hottest lawyer. I wonder if that movie, because Alan Dershowitz taught at Harvard Law, I wonder if what's his face, who was the gropey professor in the movie, was based on the Dersh.
You know, Diane, if you know. I mean, amazing connection.
Thank
Crazy
you.
Crazy if true.
Probably.
Crazy if true. I just made that up, but it's probably accurate. Okay, guess his net worth.
Oh, man. I can't believe how old he is, too, by the way.
How old is he?
Like, in his 80s?
Ugh. Just die already.
Horrible. Let's see here. Hold on.
It's actually going to be a sad boy blitz. It's going to be a sad boy blitz next week because Alan Dershowitz is going to die.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm upset. 81. I thought he was even older than that.
81. Okay, but it's net worth.
Okay, I'm going to guess about... I always have to like benchmark a Johnny Depp having $200 million and also whoever we did around there too. I can't believe this, they have the same amount. I'm going to go with a safe, because he's a lawyer. Oh, this is scary. I know
he's going to sue
stuck
us.
In this. I know. That's scary, allegedly.
Yeah.
$350 million.
Jeez Louise, no. He has $25 million.
I am so fucked.
I was expecting him to have more too, but it is sort of like you lose sight when you do a bunch that have like 200 in a row, but that's like a crazy amount of money.
Yeah, it's misleading, especially when your friends are all like disgusting billionaires.
I know. Well, that's on purpose. Okay, so Alan Dershowitz, he is a lawyer. You may know him as the lawyer of multiple horrible people. The list includes Mike Tyson, Patty Hearst, O.J. Simpson, Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Julian Assange, and he was on the defense team for Donald Trump's impeachment. So all around, just a stand-up sort of guy.
Wow, a real good man.
A real mensch. Definitely big Jewish energy. loves Israel more than anything in the world. Truly amore between those two, I gotta be honest.
That's amore.
Yeah, like Zionist to the 10th degree. Like,
yeah.
Just obsessed with Israel. I hate Zionists.
He
this is
also
an anti-Zionist podcast.
Fine by me. Okay, so I need to talk about his first wife. Did you go down the rabbit hole or not really?
I think a little bit.
Okay, so light holio. So his first wife, they met at Jewish summer camp. Did you ever go to summer camp?
I did, but not Jewish summer camp.
I went to a Jewish summer camp one summer. I learned how to shuffle cards.
How was that experience for you?
I mean, mazel tov to me, but...
I mean, really, congratulations.
Definitely didn't make out with anyone. Definitely didn't meet my future husband. So I guess it was pointless.
That's a real bummer.
I know. Deserve to make out with at least one Jew at camp.
You really deserve that wet, hot American summer experience that you did not get.
I didn't get it. Everyone feel bad for me.
I went to this like $4 a week camp.
Oh, $4.
They, I mean, very affordable, but it was like just, it basically was like everyone you went to school with whose parents worked. And
oh, yeah.
It was just a whatever. But one time I went to like a Brownies sleepaway for like a week.
Oh, the did worst. You hate it?
Hated every goddamn minute of it.
Were you in Brownies?
No, I wasn't.
Horrible experience. I don't know why anyone would
be. How many years were you in Brownies?
Like one or two. And then I remember my mom literally saying, I hated the Brownies. I'm not even sure I put you in this.
How many badges did you get?
Like a billion.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Badge. I actually still have them.
Wow, yeah, actually, vintage alert.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want them, I will not give them to you.
Okay, I wasn't going to ask for them. But you should have stuck with it. You should have become an Eagle Scout or whatever the women equivalent is.
Oh, wow.
It's like a teddy bear scout.
It's called a girl guide.
Ugh. Really?
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That sounds like a Disney Channel original movie.
It really does.
It really does. So, Ellen. Absolutely. So, the Dershowitz, his first wife was named Sue Barlock, right? They met at summer camp, blah, blah, blah. So, they got married. When they were like that young, like I don't know, even fucking know, he's so old, it doesn't even matter when they got married. They had
when they were 15, and that's why he wrote that age of consent.
Yeah, that's literally why. Disgusting. Okay, so they had two kids together, and one was named Elon. Thought I would throw that in there. I know,
yeah, that's like his favorite child though, but I mean, whatever. I guess it gets sad for him.
So it definitely does. So they divorced in 1976, but they separated in 1973. And in 1983, Sue Barlock was found in the East River of an apparent suicide. She allegedly jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge and killed herself in 1983.
He had his like friend to represent him, I guess, or like
In the divorce thing.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. So originally, in the divorce case, she got. She didn't get full custody, but she got like custody and he had visitation, I guess. And then somehow it got reversed so that he had full custody of the kids. And there's like very little information on her. And it like definitely seems like her story was like low key erased from the internet. Like her obituary, you can't find her obituary anywhere. Like people on Twitter are like, what the fuck is going on? There's like a conspiracy, but like I fucking believe it online that Alan the Dersh, of course, he like beat her so badly she had to be hospitalized after she confronted him about having an affair. That's a conspiracy alert, but I mean, it doesn't sound too far off from the truth.
Damn.
Yeah. And now
I
want
to put it kind of past him. I don't know how one person can just represent so many literal woman murderers.
Yeah, he represents pretty much woman murderers and rapists exclusively. But he didn't get Mike Tyson off.
I mean, congrats to him.
I know.
That's a super mazel. But... yeah, I don't know. What a real piece of shit. His morals truly can't be so far off. You know what I mean?
Right. And I guess like when he was a law professor at Harvard, like all of his students basically said the same thing, which was that he was kind of obsessed with consent. And he would like frequently have questions on exams that were like super convoluted consent related cases. Like that one I sent you that was like literally all over the place.
Right. It was like, it was just so specific.
Right. It was like, this woman, she dresses like a slut, but they go to this. Okay. So it was like, he was telling a story. It was like, okay, so they go to this bar and they're flirting at the bar and the guy invites her back to his place and they go back to his place and they're making out. And she says, I don't want to have sex because I don't have birth control. And he was like, I don't have birth control either. But he didn't disclose to her that he actually had had a vasectomy because he didn't want to ruin the moment. So then he raped her. After he raped her, he told her, I got a vasectomy. And she was like, well, I guess that because you were on birth control, it's actually okay.
I mean, very, very specific. And like
extremely weird.
sounds like a real case.
It does sound like a real case. And
very odd.
I guess it, like questions like that and bringing up like questions of consent when it comes to rape were very common in his class in a way. He claims that he brought it up as often as any law textbook brings it up.
Right. And then someone like unearthed that article that he wrote about like the age of consent that should be lowered.
Right. He said, he said the age of consent should be lowered to 15, regardless of the age of the other person.
Horrifying. And I think he wrote that in what, the 70s or something?
I'm not really sure, but he fucking said it.
Oh my God, it wasn't even the 70s. Okay, yeah. So it turns out it's the 90s. It's 1997.
Okay.
In the LA Times, suggesting 15 was a reasonable age of consent, no matter how old the partner was.
That's fucking crazy.
He doesn't have any kids, does he?
Oh, he has three kids. He has two sons and a daughter.
Poor kids.
I know. Yeah, and his current wife is a retired neuroscientist. Thought that was interesting. Also, like one of the women who claims Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficked her, Virginia Giuffre. Is that how you pronounce it? Something like that.
I was listening to that article.
Yeah.
And they kept saying Giuffre.
Okay. Well, Virginia claims that Alan Dershowitz was one of the men that Jeffrey Epstein like kind of would give her to have sex with.
Right. And he claims the only person that touched him was a 50-something-year-old woman Russian woman named Olga. Sorry.
Wait. Her name is Olga?
Specifically. He said specifically it was a woman in her 50s named Olga. And he kept his underwear on the whole time.
Yeah, I heard him use that line as well. Because he's like, I did get a massage at Jeffrey Epstein, at Jeffrey Epstein's, and many people did. Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew. It's like, these are the people you're going to list as people who just happened to get a massage at Jeffrey Epstein's, like people who are like known perverous.
It's really crazy. Like, yeah, don't compare my situation. I'm obviously not a pervert. Yeah, I may have got a massage at Jeffrey Epstein's private island that was known to have child molesters on it, but it wasn't a pervy one. He, no. In an art, like, not an article, but in an interview, did the same thing that Jeffrey Star does, where, you know, have I been to Jeffrey Epstein's island? Yes. Did I see anything inappropriate going on?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Maybe Jeffrey Star learned it from a lawyer.
Maybe
honestly, he was in like, Alan's law class.
Oh,
definitely. He, not.
Yeah, maybe. I'm sure he did. What that article from the Devil's Advocate?
Yeah, the New York article. Super long read about Alan Dershowitz if you're interested.
It's really funny. I mean, not funny. Like, it's incredibly sad, but like, it's funny that he has not been taken down because, like,
he really hasn't.
It's just so obvious. And anyway, that part that was like Dershowitz said, he has an abnormal amount of chutzpah to attack me and my challenge my perfect sex life during a relevant period of time.
Yeah, every single interview he gives about it, he's like, I've slept with one person in the time I've known Jeffrey Epstein, and that's my wife, and I can prove it. But I guess anyway, this woman who Virginia alleges that the Dersh and raped her at least six times. And he countersued her after this happened and countersued her lawyers. I mean, he's going to countersue until the cows come home, baby. Because he claims she's lying. He's like, she's perjured herself multiple times before. I can prove that she's lying. This stuff that's, you know, classic.
Doubles down and it's just like, oh yeah, I'm glad she's suing me so the truth will finally come out. It's like, right. Shut up, you fucking pervert. We obviously all know you did this. She wouldn't name her evidence was that she had called her, you know, ex now, but boyfriend at the time, and, you know, complained to him that she was supposed to have sex with OJ Simpson's lawyer.
Also worth noting with the Jeffrey Epstein stuff is that he was his lawyer in like 2008 when he got that. He was like one of the people that helped him get that non-prosecution agreement in Florida, but he wasn't his lawyer in the most recent case in February. of last year or this year? Was that 2020? What's happening?
I think he died in 2019, right?
Okay, you're right. So in February 2019, he was not his lawyer, but he was his lawyer in 2008. And he claims he had no knowledge of any of this. It's like, you were his lawyer and also his friend. Like, he claims that, like, he was the only person that Jeffrey Epstein would let read his books before they were published. Like, they had, like, a very close relationship. So, needless to say, I believe the women. And I think there was one other woman involved in, who was a victim of Jeffrey Epstein, who also claimed that Alan Dershowitz raped her. Virginia wasn't the only woman who came forward, but I think she, about Alan Dershowitz, but I think she's the only woman who came forward on the record.
Yikes. I mean, yeah, definitely believe it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know. It's just enough that he's protected so many obviously bad men.
Yeah.
And just, like, reduced sentences in some cases.
Right. Yeah.
He's just, I don't know, obviously a shyster, obviously just someone brought in to, like, just have, I don't know, zero remorse. It's so creepy. I don't know how those people sleep.
I mean, like, upside down, like a bat. Like, I have no idea, because he's truly a deranged man. And so old, it turns out. But he, unrelated. Absolutely.
So old.
But he's won 13 out of 15 murder or attempted murder cases that he's been on.
Oh, wow. Mazel to you.
His first case, I didn't really know about it. Let me pull it up, because it was sort of interesting.
And he's just, like, he's tried to even get ahead of shit. Like, he's been, for the last 5 years, just, like, trying to clear his own name with the Jeffrey Epstein bullshit. It's just so obvious that, like, I don't know, he fucking did it.
So his first, one of his first high-profile cases was representing this British socialite called Klaus van Bülow. For the attempted murder of his wife, who went into a coma after she was injected with too much insulin. And he was the defense attorney for the husband, who was the person suspected to have injected her with too much insulin. But somehow he ended up being found not guilty, because the Dersh did a classic blame the victim maneuver, where he was like, her lifetime of drinking and drugs and all this shit is what led to this. And that's pretty much his MO for every single case, is blame the victim. I don't know if that's typical for defense attorneys, but certainly typical for this one.
Oh, God. I mean, it just certainly sounds typical.
Yeah.
It's just, and, like, let me pull up every bad thing I know about this person, or what, you know, what people can perceive, judgment of character. And, you know, I don't know. And juries are just everyday people who have their own opinions, and just it's just such a fuck up to even
could be
bring
me, could be you.
Literally anybody. Any news on the jury selection?
I postponed, so
check
with me again in January, everybody. Thank you so much. It was a tough decision.
You made the right one.
And I would just like to thank everyone for their support and well wishes about me postponing my jury summons. It's a personal decision that I don't take lightly.
You love the law.
I'm obsessed.
You would fuck the law. Safe to say, I really truly wonder if it is the Ron Jeremy case.
I mean,
not be selected.
I'm not going to get selected for the Ron Jeremy case, but how amazing would it be if I was?
It would be insane. I don't know. I don't know how I could not talk to you about that.
I would change the course of history, her story, I'm pretty sure. But you know what? I wouldn't brag about it.
I feel like you would become like a meme or something somehow. You'd be like in the courtroom and you'd make like a weird face, or you'd just be like,
yeah, I mean,
you'd get like in the sketch.
I would definitely fall into class clown territory, because like that situation.
Oh, yeah.
Were you the class clown?
Oh no, certainly not.
I was
a quiet clown.
What does that mean?
That's a mime. I was definitely a mime.
You were a mime. That's beautiful. I was the class clown because I was a douchebag. I was a huge Doucherouski. Also, I saw someone on the internet call him Alan Dushowitz.
Oh, hilarious.
I mean, classic internet hilarity over there. Boom, boom, boom. Now let me Dershowitz. Leo. Also, you said nothing when I said I haven't done any Alan Dershowitz researchowitz, and I fucking hate you for that, because I was like, that was the most clever thing I've ever thought of. I was LOLing to myself and you just blew right past it.
When did you say that?
I texted it to you. I said I haven't done any Alan Dershowitz researchowitz.
This morning?
Yes. Anyway, we're in a huge fight about it. We'll talk about it off air, because I am going to lose my cool.
Can I just say, what? Anything I read before 10 a.m. is just lost. Okay, it's just, it goes like in my brain and out of my ears.
Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway.
Close those ears up then. Sew them up.
You're queef all my thoughts out. Can't help it.
That's beautiful. Ear queef your heart out, baby.
Boom, boom, boom. I gotta queef my heart out.
Baby. Okay, let me see if I got anything else.
I don't know. He's defended a lot of bad people.
He's defended a lot of people. I would say he's definitely a cabinet slammer if he can muster the strength. And
I don't think he can.
You think he can?
Can't. No.
You think
I think he makes... I don't even think he drinks. I think he makes like a chamomile tea. Ooh. And then he weekly shuts it. And it just kisses. It doesn't even close. Like, his cabinets haven't closed in years.
None.
Because he's just not able to shut them. He's so frail from all his sex crimes and his crimes, you know, against society by defending horrible men.
Literally the worst men. And Patty Hearst. Diversity play. Alert.
Interesting.
He also was the one who said that sitting presidents can't be charged of a crime. He just makes shit up. I guess I'll give him props for being good at making stuff up.
Ugh, he's just so annoying. He really just pops up everywhere. Can't wait for him to defend himself on live TV and, like, you know, have a heart attack in the middle of it.
Oh my god, I Can really hope say? That happens. Absolutely.
It might happen.
It might happen in the next 5 days, so keep your eyes out for that.
It's true.
And ears. He also said the OJ, he was like, I don't think the OJ Simpson was a big deal. I don't think it's going to get like taught in history books or anything like that.
What?
It's very weird. He's very weird about the OJ Simpson trial. Yeah.
It ruined my 7th birthday. Just kidding. I didn't want anybody there, but
right. The chase was that day, right?
I mean, yeah, it was during the 7th birthday party. I mean, I wish just everybody went home. Anyway, I'll remember it for the rest of my life now. So thanks for nothing, OJ, but really to the Ron Goldman family.
Oh God, so sad.
I feel
really
sorry for them. That's, I mean, such a sad podcast if you've listened. You listened to it, right?
Yeah, I did.
So sad.
Super sad. But honestly, we could just like go through his client list for the next 6 bad boy pod subjects. If we wanted to.
Yeah, I think he did defend a I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm going to do
a Rothschild. Right. He was introduced to Jeffrey Epstein through a Rothschild. I know that.
Right. But I think she married into it. I don't think she's a.
She's born, not. She's not by blood.
No.
Well, then she doesn't maybe. Count. I think we could shut the door on the Dershowitz doo-doo.
I think we really can. I hope he steps in some Dershowitz doo-doo on the way out.
Shut
the door, baby. Don't say
a word. This is a tough one.
I think that maybe like someone's put them in a room together just to like talk about the law. Like maybe Mark's had some legal trouble.
Talk about the law. Oh, I mean,
I don't know. Maybe he's like
Mark.
I built like
not afford Alan Dershowitz.
I guess you're right. Maybe he did some pro bono work for
him. You're right. Not. You're right. He definitely did pro bono work for Mark McGrath. So shout out to him. That was really a mitzvah on his part. Without him, we wouldn't have Sugar Ray. And then where would we be? Nowhere.
You know, certainly not off the charts.
And absolutely not in our hearts.
No, it would be out of the hearts and on the charts.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Do you have any good boys?
Oh my god, yes! Ah! Gobble at the name.
Oh! We delivery place.
Yeah. Do you follow them on Insta?
Were you on their Insta?
No.
Oh.
So no, I don't.
I'm sorry. I don't follow them on their Insta.
Well, this was cute because I didn't even read the post. I just liked the post. And then, anyway, there was like a picture of zucchini bread. And I was like, oh, I love zucchini bread. Like. And then I ordered pot today. And then Carlos was like, did you see you get free zucchini bread with your pot today? And I was like,
is it weed zucchini bread?
That's a mitzvah. No, it's regular.
That's still great. It's yummy.
I got it.
I like zucchini bread.
Moistest.
I was about to use that exact word, and it's not even gross when you're talking about zucchini bread.
No, it's not a wet moist. It's like a...
Absolutely.
Use that as a drop. Going through the YouTube, slowly, the YouTube like library.
Sound library.
Oh my God. There's so many.
I know.
And I have not even got down to W, so I don't even know if there's a wet mouse sound. I just made one.
One can only hope. I hope we can upload to the drop library, because I think I'd fuck Elon Musk would do some really solid work for them.
Oh yeah. Can you imagine if you saw that in a commercial for Tesla?
Oh my God. I would be so happy. Also, I rescind my I'd fuck Elon Musk statement. I would not fuck Elon Musk. Twitter Jack, on the other hand, come at me, bro. That's what I have to say to Twitter Jack.
Well, you do not want to fuck that guy.
I don't know. I might. I don't really have any good boys this week. Shaka doodle do.
Thanks. Wow. I know. What about week for you?
I finished Restored on DIY Network, and I do have to say, yeah. Brett Waterman.
Uprising corner?
Uprising. Wow, uprising alert. So I realized that Brett Waterman, who is of course the host of Restored on DIY Network, restoring old homes to their natural beauty and original features. So I realized he's a bit of a Joe Biden, like a lower back toucher, an uncle hugger, if you will. Definitely refers to women as gorgeous and says hi, gorgeous, and only hugs his female clients. And I realized that, and I didn't like it. So I took to the HGTV subreddit, where the hottest opinions are shared, and I voiced my concerns.
Any replies?
People are going to go find my Reddit now, but whatever, enjoy it. I really only comment on like Ink Master and SVU.
I would love to look at I feel like I only talk about my periods.
Oh, delish.
Or, I mean, when I used to have one, baby.
So I would say that my post got 6 upvotes and a bunch of comments, and one person wrote, "Men are such pigs, like fuck you, asshole," and it got -2. It got net 2 downvotes.
That's a gobbler for those 2 downvotes.
I know.
It's rough out there for you.
And then someone said way too much hugging, and then somebody cancel cultured me. Are we really doing this? Unbelievable. We're going to go after a guy for no reason whatsoever, except he's too friendly and wants the people who pay him hundreds of thousands of dollars to restore their home to approve the work that he did.
Oh my God. Wow.
I know. So I really caused a stir. But I was nice about it. I was like, I really like him, except for this one thing. Like, I'm a fucking good person. Anyway, I might delete it now because I feel like I don't want to be a bad person.
I mean, I really think you're doing Yavin's job here.
You're right.
Taking Brett Waterman down. By watching 3 seasons of it.
Yeah, I definitely binged 3 seasons of his fucking DIY Network show. So you're welcome. And I do like what you do on Spanish Homes. Spanish style.
The show
houses.
Is called Brett Waterman's Lower Back Touchers Anonymous Meetings.
Definitely. And Brand New Kitchens Alert. I guess that was a bit of a TV talk.
TV talk. Oh, wow. This is an interesting TV talk this week. Am I allowed to pee first?
Yeah.
Ma'am, may I pee?
Please. Remember asking permission to pee?
I was just thinking about it.
Would you ever be like, can I poop?
No. But did
that's
they make
what
you
I did
do
as
it?
A class clown. No, I'm kidding.
Did you?
No.
You're funny.
I know.
I mean, I, you know, you should have done it though.
Like, can I take like a huge fucking dump, mister?
Can I take a dump, miss? In Spanish class, did they make you do it in Spanish? I assume you took Spanish here.
I took French.
So cultured.
Thank you so much. Incredible. Go pee.
Yeah, I will.
Bonjour. Go to the toilet, s'il vous plaît. Okay, TV talk. What should we start with? 90DF? Or should we just like do RuPaul's Drag Race real fast? Because it like already happened.
I knew who was going to win. It's just like so obvious. Like,
fine, just give it to her. You know, she deserves it. Where is she? Congratulations, Shea Coulee. You deserved it. You were the obvious choice from D1. It was always yours to lose. And you fucking deserve it. You earned it. So proud of you, Shea. Yes.
Thank God.
Like, yeah.
It was the top three that was supposed to be there, I will say.
I really liked the top three. I do like all three of them. And I got to say, Jujubee's fucking final runway. We'll post that in Wilmer Sliderama. I thought her final runway was amazing. I mean, all of them were, but there was something special about Jujubee. I don't know what it was. She just looked fly.
She's great. And I love Miss Cracker.
As do I. Her Jew. I loved her little Jew moment.
Oh, she's always having Jew moments, though.
I know, like, I know. It's nice to see representation. Just kidding.
She's so she's so tiny, though.
I know. She's 5'5".
My God, what a tiny biney.
A tiny biney ding-dong. So, I mean, maybe, I don't know about the ding-dong, but certainly a tiny biney.
If you're 5'5", you know Diane.
I would love to know.
I want to know what it's like.
Yeah, I think, please.
I know a few 5'5"'s.
Yeah.
Let me hear Zoeo.
Boom, boom, boom. Now let me say 5'5". So incredible. Kenny and Armando are finally together on 90 Day the Other Way. I got to say, well, rhyming alert. Kenny's not a bit of a Karen.
He's very annoying. I did not expect this at all.
I know. He's really taking a turn for the white as hell.
Looks
what?
Great for his age.
He does. And we're not ageist, but he does look great for his age. I mean, he is dating a much younger man.
I don't know where it was, but it was somewhere on the Reddit. Like, someone put like a side by another classic side by side of ages.
Oh,
like, a disgusting cast member versus like literally Kenny, who is flawless skin.
Oh, it's like Angela or something.
No, it's a man.
Incredible. Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. Oh, like it was 40. Eric.
Horrifying.
Disgusting, man.
Let me find that for the slider. I don't know what we can put in the slider this week. I feel like we didn't put a lot of Menchie's in.
We're going to chunk her up. I mean, we have plenty of things to put in there if we wanted. Any other TV talks? Oh, I guess I could talk about Down to Earth with Zac Efron, even though I already talked about it. I've only seen 3 episodes, and they went to Iceland, they went to France, and they went to Costa Rica. And Iceland was the best episode, and it was the first. So take that as you want. I mean, and I haven't watched them all, as I said.
Did Zach have fun?
Yeah, he's having a lot of fun. And to be honest, he's learning a lot along the way, not only about the world, but about himself. You're beautiful. I would say so. And he's like touring around with this guy named Darren, who's like a superfoods expert. I don't know what that means. Like, he only eats goji berries or something like that.
Oh, that kind of superfoods guy.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. He's like,
sounds really intense.
He like only eats acai.
Oh, no.
I know.
I mean, that sounds like the life, though.
Yeah. They travel around the world. They're checking out alternative energies. They're doing some stuff like that. Whatever. Watch it if you're fucking bored, which I know you are. I've also been watching, Living Big in a Tiny House on YouTube. It's hosted by this Australian man who's 6'4" and like looking in all of these, or maybe he's from New Zealand. Sorry, I don't know the fucking difference. And he's looking at all these tiny homes and he's like a giant man. Anyway, there's some really remarkable things on there.
That's cute. That's on YouTube?
It's on YouTube, and they're like 17 to 22 minutes an ep, and you just like crank it out and you learn so much about tiny home living. Would you ever live in a tiny home?
Oh, no. I mean, remember when I lived in the studio?
Yeah, I do.
That was enough for me.
I know, but what if it was like you could have your own land? Like, you had land. You had, like, a porch and, like, everything you wanted outside.
I feel like there's, like, a war between, like, the tiny home societies Like, that's not even the name of it. Trust me.
That's their secret coven. Yeah.
Like, what's that? I feel like you told me about that. The, that like shipping container.
Yeah.
Tiny home shit.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they're not allowed to put that, or there's just like, I'm butchering this, but like the way the city or the state charges like taxes.
Uh-huh.
Like, they don't get like property value or something.
Oh, they don't like appreciate.
Because of like, no, because they're like shipping containers. So it's really about the land.
It's about the land, yeah. That's interesting.
But I think they're like rules and shit. And like, I don't know. I mean, that's the thing about tiny homes. I haven't done enough research about them.
Yeah, please research before you open your mouth next time. just kidding. Yeah, I mean, in New Zealand or Australia, I mean, he travels all around the world looking at tiny homes. And maybe I'll post one in Wilmer Sliderama. I watched an episode yesterday where the couple was definitely not going to last, but their tiny home was beautiful.
Ooh. I mean, I want to hear about the couple now.
So the woman was like, they were a young couple, and it seemed like the man built the house and the woman really wanted the house. And the woman was like, ever since her first thing was like, she really made it sound like she married him so he would build her a tiny home. And he does not seem to want to be living in it. And she's having the time of her fucking life. But he's like not happy about being there, but he did a really beautiful job. We'll post the picture of the bathroom of that tiny home in Wilmer Sliderama, because I feel like that is the nicest tiny home bathroom I've ever seen. And I've watched like 6 episodes of this show. Oh, so I'm an expert.
You really love this shit.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know. You just love the renovation shit.
I love the renovation shit. It's just because it's like kind of mindless, but it's still satisfying.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not as satisfied by watching other people do it to their own shit and being like, yeah, but then come here and do that for me. Okay, I don't want to lift a finger.
I would lift a finger. All right, any other TV talks? I didn't watch The Sims show like I said I would. I forgot.
I tried. It's just, oh no, I haven't gone back to it yet. It's just, I haven't been thinking about The Sims game, baby.
Wow.
Did they cover Colty's mom?
Oh yeah, of course.
Sometimes
she's
I
really
can't tell what's like in the sneak peek and what's in the episode that like pre.
I know, because I only watch the episode. I never watch the sneak peek.
You never watch it? Ugh.
Because I hate like fast forwarding through certain parts of the episode. It gets really annoying.
Oh my God.
What? It does. Well, no, I am a true fan. I watch every fucking episode. I just don't watch the sneak peek. It sounds like I'm getting defensive right now, but it's like, do not question my fandom, bitch. Also, I would never deny that you are a bigger fan of 90 Day Fiancé and you've been a fan longer than I. That is true. And I will not deny it.
Wow.
But I mean, how dare
TV
you?
TV talk just got spicy.
TV talk. I know. I will flip out at the drop of a dime right now.
Listen, I can't just get enough. That's my problem. I can't wait to see Darcy and her stupid sister.
It's going to be great. It's going to be way better than the family Chantel.
Oh my God.
No question.
The Shamily Fontel, more like it. I don't know.
Incredible one. Hee hee hee.
Yeah. God.
Anyway. Guess other than that, Bachelorette, excited to watch it when it comes out.
Literally, when is that coming out? I have no idea.
I don't know. Not soon enough. Also, Colton from Other Colty, dating Lucy Hale, random alert.
Very random.
Colton Underwood from The Bachelor is what I meant to say. Incredibly strange. And there was an article that said they were very casually dating. And it made me upset because, like, we're in a fucking pandemic. Casually implies that you are dating multiple people. In my mind, that's what casual dating means.
You're right.
It's not like...
Is he wearing a mask?
No. And there was a picture of them hiking and they were maskless.
Horrifying. I'll find that picture and put her in Slimer.
Okay, perfect. Cover up. And honestly, I think Colton's the type of person who's like, he like called the paparazzi on himself to get a photo of him with Lucy Hale, his like way more famous and interesting now casual lover.
That's so weird. Guys, don't have casual lovers during a pandemic. Do we have to say it?
I think we do.
Don't have analingus with a casual lover right
Absolutely
now.
Absolutely don't. Please don't. Serious lovers only. Or if you promise to have it, this will be your one night stand, and you have to understand you're putting yourself at risk and you can't live with anyone else, and you have to quarantine for 2 weeks after you perform analingus on this person. And you can only do
it.
You can only do it if you live alone. And please get tested 5 days after you perform analingus so that you can know. Incredible. I mean, if the person you're performing analingus on wears a mask, what about shark particles? Email Diane.
you should have to drive from there to Dodger Stadium to get a fucking test.
Yeah, you're right. Two people can have analingus in the back of a car after they get their test results from Dodger Stadium. So congratulations to you. And I guess other than that, email Diane at badboypod.com.
Yeah, she loves to hear from you.
She loves to hear from you. We don't have any reviews, so fuck you for that.
Thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing. The Linkadoodle do. Oh.
Why not a 5-star review with a negative written review? I've been waiting.
I want you to be like 5 stars. These bitches are so ugly that it makes me sick to even think about them when they're speaking, but I listen anyway because I love the pod and y'all are hilarious. This is what we need.
Yeah. Just nothing anti-Semitic.
Please. How about that? Nothing anti-Semitic. Maybe you could be like 5 stars. Fuck these Christians. I'll allow that.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, incredible.
That's fine. What was the Smelly Melly news? There was like...
Smelly Melly had COVID in April. Smelly Melly had COVID in April. Hopefully he still can't smell. Oh, that's Mel Gibson. For the uninitiated. Smelly Melly had COVID in April. Could have really put a bad boy in the hole with that one, but we didn't.
He wasn't even on Death Watch. I mean, so sneaky.
He really snuck it in there with that, with his little COVID scare.
We haven't been doing celebrity coronavirus in a while, but that like applies.
That applies. I mean, I don't think there's been one that's come out recently, really, has there?
And now.
Also, Colton had coronavirus.
Oh, did he?
He did.
Wait. Wow. Does he think he can't get it again?
Idiot. He definitely thinks he can't get it again. He has CTE from when he played football for like 2 years. Everyone knows it. Donkey. It's true. So our Linkadoodle do this week is going to be a link to help bail out the protesters in Portland. We'll also put a link for you to understand what's going on over there, because I sure as hell am not going to do a good job describing it. But the protests are continuing up there, and basically federal officers have been just arresting people, and for a while they were arresting people in unmarked cars, and they're just like fully breaking the law and being sketchy cops all over the damn place. So we'll put a Linkadoodle-doo in the descriptor-roo for you to donate whatever the best organization is on Thursday, because they're ever changing who needs donations most.
It's true. And the president is perfectly happy with what's going on.
Yeah, he wants to send more federal agents. And he wants to send federal agents to more cities. I don't know, man.
What a fucking mess.
So other than that, I would just say...
arrest the cops who killed Breonna Taylor.
Absolutely. And if the gloves don't fit, that wasn't Alan, though.
Oh, yikes. No, it wasn't.
Although, yeah, whatever. I wouldn't say that. Apparently, he didn't like the show, the FX show.
I mean, why? It was good.
It was good. Maybe, I mean, I don't even remember who played him. I don't think he had a very big part in the show, and maybe that's why Alan Dershowitz didn't like it.
The thing is, I don't think... But also, I don't think Alan Dershowitz even had the biggest part in his like defense.
Yeah, I know.
I think that it was more like he was like, what do you call it?
And he was like an appellate. He was an appellate lawyer. I don't even know. I don't think he was really on the dream team. He was technically on the dream team, but he wasn't like really a major player, it seems.
Yeah. He was like
He was like in those giant boardroom meetings about the case.
Sure.
I won't deny that.
I just keep wanting to say collaborator, but that's certainly not the right word. But you know what? In this context, probably.
Anyway, good for them. I'm so happy for them on their collaboration of getting a guilty man off. So good for you. And next week, another week in the queue, another week with you, Julia, and
us all.
Kill us all. Kill myself.
Kill yourself.
Brought to you by Lady Parts.